Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Breast check screening services are resuming today after being on hold from March due to COVID-19. Invitation letters will be sent first to those who had their appointments cancelled in March. I'm joined now by Professor Anne O'Doherty, who's lead clinical director from Breast Check and consultant radiologist at St Vincent's Hospital. You're very welcome to the programme, Professor O'Doherty. And in a way, when people discuss the health service in relation to COVID-19, we're getting to the crux of the problem here, aren't we? Because people say when there's so much attention being put on COVID-19 that very few people are presenting for other ailments and few other things are happening in hospitals or so on. Would you concede that? Would you accept that that is a reality and has been in relation to screening services?
Absolutely. I think the important thing is that the hospitals were under enormous pressure in March, April and May. And under normal circumstances, the breast screening program is purely for screening healthy women. It does not do any symptomatic women. But because the hospitals were closed in March, April and May, we used our resources to look after women with symptoms. And let me explain why. If you screen 1,000 women, you'll pick up 7 breast cancers. If you look after 1,000 women with urgent symptoms, there'll be 100 breast cancers. So the priority at that time was women with symptoms. However, we've completely caught up now in most units. Well, not completely, but largely caught up in most units. And we're very conscious of the fact that if we don't get up screening, we will not pick up breast cancers in healthy women who don't have symptoms. Mm. And our aim is to reduce the number of women dying by 20%. That's about 110 to 120 women every year in this country.
And so do you think in that period, though, before we go on, that cancers were missed because of a lack of screening?
I think there's absolutely no doubt that a lot of healthcare activity was paused because we had to, in terms of what we were facing, we had to concentrate our efforts. We certainly didn't stop. We were working really, really hard all during the whole time looking after women with symptoms. But we did have reduced resources. And I think one of the important things about screening is, although it's very important, it's a whole pathway to looking after a woman. Doing the mammogram is only a tiny portion of it. Mm-hmm. It's how we treat the woman with screen-detected breast cancers that's what saves lives. So we had limited resources and they had to be used to the maximum benefit. And during the early days of the pandemic, it was to make sure that we looked after women with symptoms. Now we're ready to... We've done a huge amount of work during that time. It's very important for us now to try and get back screening, and we've put so much effort into making sure we have a safe environment.
So tell me, who goes first when services are resuming? Like, who are you contacting first in terms of screening?
Yeah, we're contacting the people who were cancelled, because we had to cancel a lot of appointments. When we closed down in March, we had a lot of women waiting for assessment and a lot of women waiting for appointments. So we cancelled routine appointments. We're going to start now with those women. And I think one of the important issues, what we've seen even in the symptomatic service and the care we've been giving since the pandemic, is a significant number of people are not attending for their appointments. And if you don't want to come for your appointment, we would really appreciate if you would cancel your appointment so that we can use that precious appointment for somebody else.
But in the meantime, Professor O'Doherty, I assume that, you might have had an appointment in March and that was cancelled.
Yes.
But in the meantime, maybe urgent cases are building up. Surely you have to work those into the mix as well.
No, that's what we've been doing since March. We've been open every day. We've been doing clinics every day, looking after women with symptoms. And I think this is the single most important thing I can say to women today. If you have symptoms, we are open. All of the cancer units across the country are open to look after women with urgent symptoms.
Is there a delay, in seeing some women?
Not for urgent patients. There's a delay for very routine cases. You know, if you go to your GP with symptoms of breast disease, some symptoms are very urgent, and they've been done right through the pandemic. And then in some much less urgent symptoms, there might be a bit of a delay. But in general, we have been working right through the entire time to look after women with urgent symptoms.
Yeah. I know Cervical Check was back up and running since July, I think, but that the uptake on appointments was very low. Now, is that down to people being just afraid of COVID-19 and in transmission when they turn up for their appointment?
Yeah, I think there's a huge element of fear. And remember, we're screening women up to the age of 69, so they're having to come into our units to be screened. But we have done an enormous amount of work preparing for this reopening. We have modified our mobiles. We have ensured that we have very safe practices. So I want to reassure women that if you come for your appointment, we will look after you, and you will be safe to do so.
And is there
and
a fear?
If you don't want to come. So if you don't want to come, please let us know.
Yeah,
use
yeah.
the appointment.
And that's crucial. I accept that that's crucial because that slot then could be made available to somebody
exactly.
else. Are you
yes.
afraid, though, Professor O'Doherty, that that problem that you saw with cervical check screening, low figures turning up for appointments, that that could now manifest itself in terms of breast check screening as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're worried about it. I mean, just to give you an idea, we ran an urgent clinic for women with symptoms last week in my hospital, and we only texted women the week before and made the appointments, and out of 24 women, 8 didn't come. So if we had known that, we would have been able to use those appointments for, and that's women with symptoms, not even screening. So I think that people will come, though. They will. I can assure women that we have done so much to make sure they're safe, and we will be doing everything to look after you. So please come if you get your invitation.
Going back to the question I had about cancers being missed or diagnoses being delayed as a result of everything almost having the pause button mm-hmm. pushed on it in March.
Yes.
Have you managed to reassure yourselves and patients nationwide that those cancers that were initially missed, that the treatment has been expedited now?
Well, for anybody with symptoms, as I said already, we've been open all along, so we've been treating patients right through the pandemic. With regard to screening, we know that we have a number of women who we haven't invited since March, so we will be doing everything in our power to catch up. And the one thing that I will say is we're actually doing better than we thought when we reopened. And when we go back, we've got quicker, we've got better. We know how to manage throughput much more efficiently. We've been working very hard, and in fact, we're doing better in terms of our throughput than I thought we would in terms of the pandemic and social distancing and the way we have to operate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all good news. But, you know, it is going to take quite some time. We don't lose this amount of time in any situation in clinical practice and not have a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get back up and running as quickly as we can. And we will be doing everything in our power. I want to reassure women that it's no lack of will on our part. We will be doing absolutely everything to invite as many women as possible and to get them through the system as efficiently as we can.
But what do you say to people who might say, look, this is level 5. We're told not to go outside the door except in absolutely essential, for essential purposes. I could delay this for a couple of months until we get back down to level 3 or so.
Well, we are going to be trying to be very careful about not crossing county boundaries where we can. It's not always possible. So we're going to be doing everything in our power to make sure that we operate in this as much as we can in a way to facilitate women. However, I will say that you know, coming for an appointment, coming for a screening appointment is a valid clinical exercise, so I wouldn't be anxious about that. The big problem is that we don't know how we're going to be very careful about our numbers of invitations, because we don't know if we're going to be losing staff, we don't know if we're going to be able to get women operated on. So we'll be sending invitations with only like 1 week or 10 days notice. In the past, we would always give women 6 or 8 weeks notice, but we're not going to be doing that, because we want to make sure that we're able to look after the women we invite when we detect abnormalities.
Okay, well, the message is that Breast Check is back up and running, and if you can't avail of your appointment, please let the clinicians know.
Yes.
So
we
can fill that slot.
Yes.
Okay. Professor Anne O'Doherty, Lead Clinical Director from Breast Check and Consultant Radiologist at St. Vincent's, thank you very much indeed.